But if I understood correctly, at any moment there is one of each of the realities of the khandhas.
Each one is one khanda.
Each one is one khanda. Mm-hmm. But always one of each
because
arising.
Because khanda means that which arises and falls away. So this one is not the next one. Never be the same. How short, how brief it is, but it can be object of attachment when there is no understanding of it.
Earlier, Ajahn, you said that how can seeing be self? But of course, for everyone, seeing does become self, and me and mine. We talked about ignorance, but again, sanya, it always seems to me that sanya is behind so much of how seeing becomes self.
That's it. So it is sanya khanda. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very important.
Could you explain some more about sanya khanda?
Object of clinging as I. Mm-hmm. Upadana khanda. Mm-hmm. Whatever arises is object of clinging.
Mm-hmm. Even for the arahant, I think, still has...
Still upadana
khanda. Upadana khanda. But
no,
not
upadana, only khanda.
Only khanda.
But his khandas are object of clinging for others.
Others.
So in that sense, it's upadana khanda.
For upadana,
for others.
Whoever.
Whoever clings.
So sanya and ignorance and lopa, they're all working together to create this idea of
five
self.
Khandas in this plane.
I know there's no value in this, but thinking that sanya is the most responsible or ignorance is the most responsible, there's no value in thinking about that, just to appreciate how deep the kilesas are and how deep the ignorance is.
We're talking about sanya now. Where is it now? It's here all the time. Whenever it arises, it falls away, performing its function, that's all. No
can
self.
Can you be flamed for just marking the object?
Cannot. Sanya is now the culprit. Mm. Sanya is just the innocent, functional guy.
Just a functionary.
When it's akusala, we can't say he's innocent.
But it's the lack of panya and ignorance and loba, that's the culprit, right?
All the akusala
cheetahs. But sanya is not
all the akusala cheetah seekers. Sanya, when it arises of akusala cheetah, it's
akusala. It is akusala. But it itself is a neutral. So it's like an effort, right?
It arises with every chitta, but when it arises with kusala chitta, it's kusala itself, it's not neutral. When it arises with akusala chitta, it is akusala. So when it's the partner, it's just result. So it also colours the chitta and the other chitta seekers it arises with. It's
right.
Not neutral.
So it's like the colourless. It itself does not colour others, but it's coloured by others, kusala or akusala, right?
When akusala chitta arises with akusala chitta seekers, they all colour each other.
Right.
All akusala, all dangerous.
Yes.
So it's not colourless. No.
But arahants still have sanya, mm-hmm. but you won't have the moha, the dosa, and...
And it won't have the akusala sanya or akusala vedana.
Because if all those kusala chitta seekers disappear, so sanya cannot co-arise with them, so they it won't be a kusala, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I heard you talking with Nina once about the gekko you mentioned today, the
tuke.
And Nina said she liked the tuke, and you were surprised. And you said that, if I understood correctly, like, it there was a kusala
attachment.
Okay, of with the liking, but you mentioned a kusala vipaka, and I was wondering about that.
Whether it's kusala vipaka.
Why it would be a kusala vipaka? Because she liked it before.
No. Like or dislike is after seeing.
Sure.
Depending on accumulations. Mm-hmm.
But there was something about vipaka in that talk, and that's why it's difficult to ask, because I can't remember
what
exactly.
What is experienced now is pleasant or unpleasant. Can anyone tell?
No.
Mm. Are they the same? Do they have the same quality? Mm. Different. But nobody can tell whether this is nicer or this or that. Mm-hmm.
I was discussing one quote with Paino, and we were just wondering about this. This is from the commentary with regard to Lakana, and it says there are two kinds of characteristics pertaining to Paramatta Dhammas, the characteristics of the specific nature, the Sabhava Lakana, and the general characteristics, Samanya Lakana, clear. The comprehension of the Sabhava Lakana is direct experiential knowledge, paccha kanyana. The comprehension of the general characteristics, the samanya lakana, is inferential knowledge, anumanya jnana. Why does it mention this by saying inferential knowledge? It makes it suggest it's not direct knowledge. Do you have any idea?
Please read it again.
Two kinds of characteristics,
okay.
Sabhava Lakana, Samanya Lakana.
So what are they?
The Sabhava Lakana is the individual characteristic of dharmas, for example, the visible object, the particular nature of each rupa, each dharma. The Samanya Lakana are the anicca, dukkha, anatta, the general characteristics of realities. The comprehension of the Sabhava Lakana is direct knowledge by experience, paccha kanyana. So we know there has to be direct understanding of visible objects, seeing the direct understanding. But then it says the comprehension of the Samanya Lakana is inferential, anumana jnana.
What does this mean?
Well, by the text here, it suggests that it's only by
thinking
about it.
Like now?
Like now. So is this what it's saying? That it's saying like now, when insight hasn't been developed,
thinking.
Understand the particular characteristics, but only thinking about.
Anyone can think about the arising and falling away in the impermanency of everything, but not of a characteristic.
Right. And then it goes on to say the scriptures, a means for acquiring wisdom born of learning, Sutta Maya Panya, issues only in inferential knowledge. So when it's Sutta Maya Panya, it's just thinking, considering. But by considering things learned, one becomes established in reflective acquiescence, giving rise to wisdom born of reflection, Chintamaya, Panya, and Bhavana, achieves direct knowledge. Okay, so it's just basically saying that it is direct understanding of the Sabhava Lakana, but only thinking of the Samanya
because
until Bhavana has developed.
Everyone knows about being born and die,
right.
The impermanency, Samanya.
Yes. This is from the Paramita. Well, you say everyone knows about realities born and die, but everyone born, but actually that's only by thinking. If there hasn't been any
but
development,
they can imagine the impermanency.
Oh, I see. Just by imagining. And we often say, for example, to people like Jessica and the Vasudhi Marga, when there is discussion of different objects of samatha or meditation, that actually no self, no one to do anything, no one to develop anything, so it's just a matter of understanding, not a matter of following something, because no one who can do it. But then we say, well, when it comes to the Vinaya rules, it's different, because then it's more like a command, because the monk has to keep the rules. So when people say it's different when it comes to the Vinaya because it's a set of rules, no.
As you'd like to be a monk, you have to follow. Otherwise, you can leave the monk anytime. and the Vinaya will not follow.
Say again. Vinaya will not follow. Vinaya, the monk's rules.
I think I read there. Nekama. Nekama is renunciation with every kusala. Is that correct?
Little by little.
As soon as we think about it, like Nina talked about, I always appreciate this, using a little bit less warm water, not minding that there's not warm water on the trip. As soon as we think about it, it's just self again. So nekama is something that like metta would be accumulating, probably
kusala
without our
chitta,
knowing.
At moment of kusala, there's no akusala chetasikas. So it renounces akusala.
Otherwise, again, it can be a situation or can be trying to be the one with nekama, like the one with metta, but this isn't nekama. Satipatthana, can one refer to Lokutra Satipatthana or only to mundane understanding?
What is Satipatthana?
Satipatthana
object
is...
object of sati, right?
Understanding of reality.
Is there no sati at the moment of Lokutra Chitta?
There is, with Nibbana, so yes, okay.
It's only different language, that's all.
Yeah. Because in the Patisambhada Marga, they're talking about Lokutra Satipatthana, so I was surprised.
Because 37 Potipakkiya Dhamma, including Satipatthana. So what about the Lokutra Chitta?
Have to be included.
Does any reality appear as it is?
Thinking.
As it is? What?
Thinking is thinking about thinking.
A reality, see? Yeah. When there's touching, no understanding of tangible object as a reality, no sati, no understanding. But when there is understanding and sati is not apart from at that moment of touching.
No thought of what will come first.
Just amazing how quickly from a moment of touching just the story just blooms immediately. And
each reality is like that.
I think I was saying earlier to Jessica that a lot of people in the West, when they approach the Dhamma, they get caught up in thinking about what their past karma is, and they try to think about, you know, why am I having this vipaka? What did I do in my past? And the important thing is to appreciate not knowing the vipaka from the karma, but knowing the karma from the vipaka, and how quickly attachment arises from a moment of seeing. And it's just yesterday we said how amazing seeing is, how amazing a moment of seeing is. And I wouldn't call it amazing, but I guess it is fascinating how quickly the story just comes from any moment of experience.
And I say how miraculous it is.
Yes. Usually we think a miracle is a good thing, but I guess the miracle is that the Buddha understood it all so clearly and it explained it all so clearly. So that's the miraculous point.
Don't you think we start thinking of vipaka as some big thing, where vipaka is really moment by moment, and we really can't understand that moment without sati? So it's just even more thinking, not really an understanding.
So in order to really understand vipaka as it is, it's not just thinking about the situation, but when there is the understanding of the difference between seeing and kusala, one can see that seeing just happened by conditions, and one condition must be karma. And the kusala is not like vipaka at all. But because of different accumulations, can condition different moments of kusala and akusala. So it's not vipaka.
But because seeing and the akusala are both citta, are both nama and associated, it's difficult. Again, it's difficult to...
But they are different citta, see?
What do you mean by the seeing and the kusala are associated? You mean just that they're both nama?
Yeah. I guess this is just one of my little
and
pet.
When there is vipaka, akusala follows. From seeing, there is akusala, but seeing is not akusala. And then when there is more understanding, even one doesn't call it vipaka and kusala, one knows the characteristics of them.
Quite distinct.
So yesterday lunch, I were talking about thoughts, right? So I was asking you if thought itself is vipaka, and then you said no, it's not. So then thought is different from the visible object.
Visible object is not vipaka.
Exactly. The thoughts, because thoughts comes from the... It occurred to the mind door, right?
You mean the thinking?
Not thinking, not
the
vitaka.
Concepts.
Yeah, the concept. So, but in a way, it's the mind creates the concept. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's the vitaka. That's something I don't understand. How is it created?
You know,
karma,
you say,
how is it formed? It's each person has their own concept based on their experience, right?
Can you select the birth consciousness to arise? Select what kind of citta?
Cannot.
No, that is vipaka.
Right.
Conditioned by
right.
Agama.
Right.
And what about moment after rebirth consciousness?
You cannot select.
See, vipaka again.
Same as thought. Cannot select. Cannot.
Not at all.
So
at moment of birth, rebirth consciousness, do you know what is the object of rebirth consciousness?
I cannot.
At moment of bhavanga, do you know what's the object of bhavanga? At moment of seeing, can you select to see pleasant object or unpleasant object?
No. So that is vipaka.
But what about thinking? We can think differently. One thing with metta, the other thing with hatred.
But that's conditioned. But it's. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's not vipaka.
By accumulation, but not by karma.
Yes, one can think of
matter. Okay, you like omelette?
Yes. Okay.
Coffee,
yes.
Is it karma when you have it?
It's accumulation of...
So it's the karma which will produce seeing and hearing.
Yes, yes.
But it can condition thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking is not vipaka.
Okay, I see. But the content of thoughts, right? Even though I can think of matter, but how it came out, the words.
Thinking is not seeing.
Right.
So seeing is vipaka.
Right.
When
thinking is not vipaka.
No, because
vipaka is not vipaka.
Because you see that after birth we cannot. control anything at all. When it's time for seeing arises by conditions.
Right.
So the vipaka after birth is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Not thinking.
Oh,
I thought it's thinking also included.
No.
But we cannot not think.
For chati.
So like now, if there's thinking about sanya now, is it a condition? So sanya is a concept. Concept of a reality, but a concept. If there's thinking about the concept of sanya now, is it a condition to think about sanya a little bit later?
Yes.
So it accumulates. So the thinking about a concept now, if there's thinking about the pretty flowers, if someone mentions the pretty flowers and there's thinking about the pretty flowers, it's a condition to think about that topic later. So it accumulates because of vitaka and sanya and all these other chetasikas with the thinking. It marks, it remembers, it thinks about that object and accumulates. So the tendency to think in a particular way grows. Like the baby learns that this is mummy. Why? Because...
Okay, I understand the difference. The difference is Vipaka does not make new actions. It is the resultant. But thought itself leaves seeds. It's a karma.
It accumulates.
Yeah, it actually creates results.
Not thought. Well, thinking.
Thinking.
Thinking Vipaka for sure, but even the thought content itself also have result, right?
No.
So they're then, not realities, remember?
If that's the case, then it's Vipaka.
No. Why do you say that? Is that logic or what?
I'm trying to use logic.
Okay.
Only realities can bring results or are results.
Okay.
About Samyutta Nikaya 35, I've always been taking it as being about Vipaka. That the external anusaya was vipaka.
Uh-huh. This is about the ayatanas?
Yeah.
Salayatana.
Did I say anusaya? Sorry, ayatana I meant to
about
say. Sorry, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, that's, I got about confused the there. Talking about ayatanas and how visible object and seeing, and then when we get to mind object and mental mind, I always was looking at that samyutta as being about vipaka, and I could understand how the seeing was vipaka, but I couldn't understand how
it's about what the translator's mind objects is actually dharmayatana, and dharmayatana include chetasikas, subtle rupas, which are only experienced through the mind, and nibbana. So reality is not concepts. If you're talking about chetasikas, it depends on what kind of citta it arises with, whether it's Vipaka, or kusala, akusala, kriya. Chetasikas can be kusala, akusala, vipaka, kriya. So it depends on the kind of citta they arise with. And subtle rupas are subtle rupas and nibbana. That's what is translated as mind objects.
One point must may be helpful. For example, can the blind think?
Yes.
But the blind cannot see.
Right.
So seeing is vipaka,
right?
But thinking is not vipaka.
Okay. So there is a mind base. There's a mind base, right? And then there is the dhamma object arise.
Nothing to do with the mind base at this moment of experiencing an object.
Mm. I'm just thinking that the sixth sense
door.
I thought
they're the same. The originate. Point or place of citta.
Okay. So only five sense door phenomenons are vipaka. The my door is not.
When you talk about the doorway, we have to talk in details about how many cittas experience that object through that doorway. Not only vipaka.
I see.
Kusala and akusala can experience too, but kusala and akusala are not vipaka.
Right.
Only seeing and sampatichana, santirana are vipaka.
Okay. But so the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose, tongue, body are vipaka.
Right.
But the mind consciousness is not vipaka.
No.
I see. Okay.
Well, but then you have like the Bawanga cheetahs of Vipaka. So you have to be very precise on the terms.
I see, okay.